Over on 8th Avenue and 57th Street, the Hearst Tower soars upward in a lattice of triangles. Its design uses 20% less steel than a traditional skyscraper. Here in its lobby, rainwater that's collected on the roof feeds a fountain, waters plants, and cycles through the cooling system. Its design is a model for skyscrapers of the future, but it owes a lot to the past. It was designed by Norman Foster, who was a longtime collaborator of Buckminster Fuller.
It's hard to imagine, but he was talking about recycling materials in the 1920s.
This is Dana Miller, one of the co-curators of the Whitney exhibition.
Building houses that were basically self-sufficient in terms of water and air conditioning and heating and composting in the 1920s. You know, these are ideas that are pretty common now, but we sometimes forget how amazingly prescient they were at that time.
Miller spent months rooting around in Fuller's archives. She found his sketches, calculations, and designs for pretty much everything, from transportation to affordable housing to recycling to world peace. He called himself a comprehensive anticipatory design scientist who saw the world's problems as universal and solvable.
This is real news about a century. It was highly feasible to take care of all of humanity at a higher standard of living than anybody has ever experienced or dreamt of, to do so without having anybody profit at the expense of another, so everybody can enjoy the whole earth, and can all be done by 1985.
For everyone to enjoy the whole earth by 1985, Fuller thought it was possible. He wanted to make cities better to live in and cheaper to run. He had a design for apartment towers that floated above Harlem so renters wouldn't have to pay the costs of buying land. He designed a car that got 30 miles to the gallon in 1933. And most famously, he designed the geodesic dome, a building that gets stronger as it gets bigger, that could enclose everything from homes to baseball stadiums. In the 1940s, he designed a dome that could cover most of Manhattan. Shoji Sadao was his longtime business partner.
The way Bucky thought was that the snow removal costs, the environmental costs, if you could put everything, you know, under a dome, then it would be a much more efficient way of treating, you know, on a large scale, those kind of environmental considerations, heating, cooling, keeping the rain off, etc.
These days, Fuller's work inspires builders, designers, artists, cartographers. The 1996 Nobel Prize in Chemistry was given to three scientists who named a carbon molecule after him. Most of his designs and proposals were never built, but his ideas and acolytes carry on. Whitney co-curator Michael Hayes says Fuller's boundless curiosity is his primary legacy.
He didn't start out trying to solve problems of like inventing a car or inventing a geodesic dome, that he started with the universe. He says then that he could have ended up with some flying slippers, but he happened along the way to invent other things.
The exhibition is open today, and it may well include some solutions for tomorrow. For WNYC, I'm Colin Campbell.